News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we've been talking all morning about the conviction yesterday of, or the sentencing yesterday of Owen Barkley from Finglas, who was jailed for 14 years in prison for what the court described as the horrific rapes of a Spanish girl in Dublin last year when she was abducted and taken to an isolated area in the docks. This case has raised serious concerns about the Garda failure to enforce bail conditions, as Barkley was breaching his bail conditions at the time of the crime taking place. Now, joining us to discuss this is Nolene Blackwell, Chief Executive of the Rape Crisis Centre. Nolene, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I don't need to be a psychic to ask you this question, but I think I know what you're going to tell me. But tell me first, give us your reaction to this the whole case surrounding this creature, I'll call him.
Yeah, so in relation, overall in relation to this case, it is, it's a tragedy for the young woman. There were some good aspects to this after it had happened, in that the police really investigated this very thoroughly, very quickly, and the case came to court quickly enough as well, quite quickly by the standards of other cases. So at that level, the investigation of the horrific crime was well done, and the prosecution was well done, and there is a significant sentence. I suppose the harm and the worry is, did it need to happen at all? Was this a case where, if the bail conditions had been observed, and if the Garda noticing that the bail conditions were not being observed, if they had done something about it, would it have meant that this crime would not have happened at all? And that has to be a concern, that a court would lay down conditions in relation to bail, and that somebody would breach them, but more than that, that the Gardaí would know that they were being breached and that no action would be taken.
Now, Nolene, it's very, very clear that this individual has serious psychiatric issues. A month before this horrific crime, a Garda inspector did try, we see from the court coverage, did try to have him sequestered under the Mental Health Act, because obviously the Gardaí saw that this guy was a danger to society and they wanted to have him sequestered, put into a facility somewhere, and a doctor deemed him fit for release. Then 2 days later, his own brother rang the Gardaí, and obviously the Gardaí, on the back of the experience of the inspector, said, look, there's nothing we can do about this. So the guards aren't absolutely culpable in any of this. Like, they tried to do their bit.
Yeah. And in relation to that, there you have to accept that a process was undertaken. A doctor did do an examination and certified that Mr. Barkley was fit for release. And really, I suppose, in hindsight, somebody might look at it differently, but at the time, in relation to health, you have to accept, you present them to the expert, and the expert has to
but
make
it does,
a decision.
It does make you wonder what the expert saw. If a guard, who's not a psychiatrist, and a lot of them are psychologists really from being on the streets, but if they could see that this guy is a danger, and if any of us just look into his eyes in the picture, for God's sake, and if a doctor didn't see that, people are saying, my, you know, what is going on here?
Right. Well, the thing is, Paul, that in relation to that, I think doctors have a terrible job to do a lot of the time, and they have to make decisions that often they have to try and stand over afterwards and that look hard in retrospect.
Yeah, but that's what I'm getting at here. It's the culpability. It's the blame culture we have in this country, is it not, Nolene? That nobody is prepared to take a chance anymore, prefer to err on the side of indecision rather than take a choice. Wouldn't it be better for some doctor to be explaining himself about this character rather than us looking at the post-mortem we're reading now?
Yeah, but we just have to accept. So in this case, the facts as we know them are that the guards did ask for this examination to be done. It was done by an expert who certified that he was fit for release, and he was released. And in truth, while the court case seems to have identified that he has serious psychological problems, he's not. He didn't claim in the course of the case that he wasn't able to think through what he was doing. He didn't claim insanity or lack of mental capacity in relation to this case. He does admit to having psychiatric problems, but they were really only part of, I suppose, a mitigation exercise that he was taking on. So I think really you have to accept that a lot of time, a lot of crime is there are mental health issues behind an awful lot of crime in our country. And you have to hope that our prison service is able to cope and able to deal with mental health issues that arise.
But isn't that one of the problems? They don't have the facilities or the capacity to deal with. Like, I don't know what they're going to do with Berkeley, because I am well aware from my sources in the prison system, it is completely overrun. They are now doubling as the psychiatric hospital system as well for criminals.
So that I would say, is a real issue as well, and it has to be addressed, because one of the things we do know is that if you just put somebody in prison and you don't deal with the underlying issues, then you are going to have a period. A person will not stay in prison all their lives, especially somebody as young as him. He has a 14-year sentence. He will come out. You have to hope that his mental health issues will be addressed. But what could have been addressed, and what there is still a remaining worry about, is the fact that bail conditions were being breached, and it seems as if the Gardaí knew they were being breached and did nothing about it. There is an actual falling down of the system, if the reporting is correct.
But just being the devil's advocate in this, if you're a cop on the street and you're hauling fellas in every day, and the cops on the streets of Dublin are run off their feet all the time.
Yes.
If you are looking around you and you're seeing this guy is coming in and he's been let out on the streets again, and you see him rambling around the streets.
Yes.
There is a certain degree, is there not, inevitably as a human reaction, inertia on the part of the cop on the ground, because he's thinking, what's the bloody point of me wasting the next 2 hours taking Berkeley off the streets when somebody's going to let him out again?
But we simply couldn't have that, and I think the guards wouldn't stand over that themselves if they were asked. That we have a court system where a judge would make a court order saying this person can have bail on these conditions, and that the guards would simply say, well, we'll ignore all of that because we feel cynical, or we feel too tired or too stressed, or we've too many things to do to actually implement the court orders that are made. Mm. That is a key thing, that the Gardaí do respect the courts, should respect the courts, and that was a condition of the court that wasn't being respected.
I just remember you were involved with us last summer when we did a special here over about a month on domestic violence and the whole issue of violence against women, and that is one of the things we've discussed either off the air, on the air. The number of people, psychos going around the place, people that there was even warning signs about again and again and again and again, and next thing they're in court for murdering or maiming their female partner. It just doesn't go away, does it? It's just, and so, nothing seems to be done about it.
So things are being done about it, but not enough is being done about it. So the truth is, there is a lot of mental health issues underlying crime in Ireland. It doesn't excuse it. And what we absolutely have to try and work towards is a system whereby people who are charged with offences get an early trial and a decision, so that there's more quick implementation.